Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back. Miss me? It is a time now for our second part of our community connection today. And we've got Philip and Thad here with us today, and we're going to talk a lot about the Scouts. First of all, gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you both in here. We have two huge events coming up. First of all, the council banquet and the Eagle Class recognition. Now, Philip, you brought company today.
Yeah, I sure did. I sure did. So I want to start number one. I want to say thank you to United Way and all of our supporters, because everything that we're doing in our community could not be done without the help and support of United Way. So I want to start off by saying that. And I want to introduce you to Thad Freeman, who is our golf tournament chair. Mm-hmm. And we have, we're celebrating, what, 31 years, Thad?
31 years.
That's a good start, Thad. Now, tell us a little bit, we'll start off here with a little bit on the golf tournament. We'll get back to the banquet here in just a moment. But this is coming up a week from Friday, correct?
Right, June 4th. It's a four-person scramble. We're going to have it at Adams Golf Course. Mm-hmm. We'll have a lunch that starts at 11:30. And shotgun start at 1 p.m. And if I may, I'd like to mention our presenting sponsors.
Sure.
ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, Diversified Systems Resources, Truity, and of course, as Philip said, Boy Scouts is an agency of United Way, and we always appreciate their support as well.
Now, we got some great things coming up on that. I'm going to get back to it in just a moment here. I want to bring you up to date on the banquet, and then we can tell you about some cool things you can win. First of all, Philip, tell us a little bit about the banquet coming up.
Yeah, so we are, you know, coming out of COVID. This is our first in-live event with our Eagle Scouts, and we're going to honor our Silver Beavers. You know, we have two classes of Eagle Scouts.
And, oh, we do. I didn't know that.
2019 and 2020.
Oh, because of the COVID. Yeah,
because of COVID. Yeah. And one of the things we're very excited about too is we have our first female Eagle Scout.
Ooh,
our first female Eagle Scout, and Julia Childers. And so she'll be there. We have about 24 Eagle Scouts that would be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just so proud of the work. That I mean, even during COVID, when all the restrictions, you couldn't go into buildings, you couldn't go here and there, our scouts were able to complete their Eagle projects. And we have over 2,400 hours in Eagle projects alone. And these are projects, a lot of people don't know this, but an Eagle project cannot benefit scouting. It has to benefit the community.
Mm-hmm.
So these are 24 plus Eagle projects across the six counties that we serve that are benefiting our communities. So it's just a wonderful way to say thank you. We want to thank our leaders. We want to thank, it takes parents, it takes strong leaders, it takes a strong council. And so the council banquet is all about saying thank you.
And, you know, I'm taking a look at some of these different people who are going to be, you know, recognized.
Yes.
And during COVID, selling popcorn?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Selling popcorn in COVID. This young man did a wonderful job. He even went as far as if he saw the UPS guy, he stopped him and said, hey, buy some popcorn for me, you know. But I also want to say thank you to Good Shepherd, because Good Shepherd has been just such an ally. They came to us during COVID and said, how can we help?
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to their support, we have a community organizer helping us in Jane Phillips. And so us being at Good Shepherd is just a part of that goodwill. We just want to say thank you, because they've offered their venue, and Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church has been such a great partner. I want to say special thank you for them and for what they're doing for scouting and for our community. They're doing so much now that we want to say a special thank you to them.
Well, you know, it's always great to have relationships in your community, and Boy Scouts often fosters that ability to know how to make relationships, and good ones too, and make them work. Getting back to the golf tournament that comes up a week from Friday, Thad, you can win a car.
Yes, thanks to Patriot Chevrolet, we'll have a hole-in-one contest.
Yeah.
And they've supported us throughout the years, and we're very appreciative. But that's one of the neat things that the golfers will have an opportunity to win.
Wow, okay, that's going to be great. So we have also some drawings, too, for a few other things as well.
Yes, so we'll have the shotgun scramble. And then we'll come in and we'll give away the prizes for the first, second, and third place teams in each flight. And then we'll have a drawing, and we've had a number of folks that contributed items. McCoy Jewelers, for example, is donating some JBL Bluetooth speakers.
Oh, wow.
And we have some other things that folks will be able to win in the drawing. So if they don't have any luck on the course, then maybe they can win something in the drawing.
Now, I know some of these gourmet grillers you got coming up there for lunch. Who do we have cooking up the goodies?
Well, this year we're going to have the Adams Grill team to do it this year. So that's going to work out really well, and it'll be a great meal of hamburgers and a potato salad and some chips. So hopefully the golfers will be ready to go after they have a good lunch.
Well, there you go. You got to walk that off. You know?
That's right.
My whole life has been trying to walk it off. Ain't been doing so good. But anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun. And and of course, the proceeds help out the scouts and all their endeavors.
Right, right. This is one of our kind of third largest fundraiser that we have during the year. Mm-hmm. And again, last year, because of COVID, we did not get to have it. But thank goodness we had some of our great sponsors still donate to the scouting. So that was really good. And this year, we've had some great sponsors. There's still some opportunity for mm-hmm. sponsors to sign up, players to sign up. And if they would call the scout office at 918-336-9170, we'll be able to sign your team up. Or if you would like some opportunities to be a sponsor, scoreboard sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
And we have all different kinds of sponsor opportunities. We'd love to have you join us and participate in this fun event.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. And, of course, you know, you're going to have fun with your friends, and it all goes towards scouting. Now, Philip, you've been with scouting how long?
22 years.
22 years?
22 years, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and you've seen how when we have these benefits, how it really does benefit scouting, and then, of course, scouting in return benefits the community.
That's right. That's right. And it's a full circle. And I go back to the youth that are benefiting from scouting, and how because of the golf tournament, because of United Way support, because of Friends of Scouting, we're able to keep, as a board, the cost down for scouting for every scout, so that every youth that wants to be in scouting can be in scouting. We have youth, whether it's at Jane Phillips, whether it's at Wayside, whether it's, you know, in Vinita, that are joining the scouting program, and these fundraisers allow for families to be in scouting mm-hmm. and for the cost to be very affordable.
And you know something, scouting is one of those things that, I got to tell you a little secret, guys. Okay, Thad, just kind of hold back. I was a Boy Scout.
There you go.
I was an Explorer Scout. Awesome. They didn't have me doing a whole lot of stuff where, you know, I could get in trouble. But that's how I got into this industry.
Yeah.
As a radio announcer, I was all of like 14 or 15 years old. Yeah. This is way back in the 70s. Yeah. Way back last century, kids. And this new program came out called Explorers. And I said, well, you know, I did that, you know, Cub Scare. I did the bear, the tiger, you know, and all that stuff. And when I was a little guy, and I think I got up to Weeblow or something like that, and then, you know, we moved, and then, you know, I kind of lost track of it all. But if it wasn't for the Explorer Scouts, I probably wouldn't have a proper job and likely be in jail. So
Wow.
So, but now, do we still have Explorers?
We do. We still have Exploring. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we have now a STEM Nova Exploring Division.
Expanded it,
yes. Because we have, for example, the Explorer Post at the police department mm-hmm. right now. And so this fall, we're going to recruitment. And so we're going to start recruiting for Explorer. We're going to start recruiting for all the divisions. But in our STEM Nova Explorer program, we also focus on all the STEM positions, science, technology, engineering, and math, mm-hmm. and arts, too, STEAM. Because we realize that if we can expose youth at a very young age to, for example, plumbing, mm-hmm. we all know how expensive, how hard it is to get more plumbers. So without realizing it, we are creating a pipeline of future engineers, future doctors, future plumbers, future teachers, simply by exposing them to the STEM fields. So yeah, our STEM Nova Explorers, as a matter of fact, in the banquet, we are recognizing four that got their Supernova. So
wow.
You have the STEMNOVA program, which is kind of an introduction. Mm-hmm. But if you're really into it, you want to go even further, we have the Supernova. And for the first time, we have 4 in 1 year that earned the Supernova Award. So we're going to recognize them at the banquet.
Yeah. So, you know, scouting, all of us, it affected us three in very positive ways, I'd say.
Yes.
I mean, look how we all turned out. I mean,
we're
good looking and handsome. We smell nice. People like us. You know, but on top of that, I think that we're, that it turns out to great productive citizens, great to young people who realize confidence is a big key at us. Scouting really helps develop a young person's confidence.
Absolutely. And I'll give a shout out to our scouting kids for our tournament, for example.
Uh-huh.
They come and volunteer. They put out hole signs that in all the holes. They help us with refreshments. They help us clean up. So it's very impressive to see these young individuals coming out and being a part of something mm-hmm. that they know is going to benefit more scouts. So it's pretty neat.
It is. And what's really kind of, I remember as a kid that whenever we had the meetings, you always wore the uniform to school. That was kind of cool. Especially as a young guy. I don't know what it's like now, but I do know that whenever you say Eagle Scout, that gets people's attention around here. It still does.
Yes.
It that is a big, huge honor.
Yes, so. That's a huge honor. Less than 2% of Scouts nationally get the rank of Eagle Scout, work that hard. And he and the council were so proud of our leadership because we're over that. We're over 3% of our Scouts that are getting the rank of Eagle Scout. So we're proud of the Eagle classes.
So once again, Philip, we've got the big awards program, and when's that coming up?
That is the 27th, which is tomorrow
mm-hmm.
At 6:30 mm-hmm. At Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church, right across from Walmart.
And a ticketed event?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's $10. Yes, it's a ticketed event, correct.
Well, okay, very good. Yeah. And of course, we still have a little bit of time left to sign up your golf team, right, Dan?
Absolutely. And again, if they would call the council office, and I'll give that number one more time, 918-336-9170 and sign up teams. We have sponsor opportunities, so please give us a call and join the fun on June 4th.
You know something, I'll tell you this. I don't think that grass will be any greener because of all the rain we got.
Just hope it dries up.
It will dry up, and by golly, a little bit of sun, boom, that's going to be bright green. Jiminy, you're going to say, wow, that's a golf course. And then, of course, I want you to thank very mighty handily about the Boy Scouts of America. Yeah. And if you got a little extra green in your pocket just to kind of sweeten the pot, that'll help out, too. You'll
Absolutely.
Take donations, won't you?
Absolutely.
Sure will.
All righty. Gentlemen, I want to thank you.
Thank
Philip, always a pleasure. Thad, great meeting you. And good luck on both events.
Thanks.
And you've been listening to Community Connection on K1.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One.